Oh, yes. knew that too much.
Yeah.
That was a little vertical.
And that was all right. And my other desire
for sure. Yeah. It was. Yeah. So. And then for God, our friendship has a lot more to it, but I think that for starters, that is the one way that we have connected and found friends. So I just wanted to chat about going from that kind of. I remember growing up where I didn't know a lot of people with a disability, or I didn't have particular friends with a disability. And really, it is only when I went to high school and met the wonderful Stella that my world kind of opened up to this concept of, hey, we are not alone, and that there are other, people with disabilities. And, so for me, it was really like later high school that I had a few friends with disabilities. And I guess my point is, my world felt like it was starting to open up more. And then talk about this in a bit later, but how about you, Stella? What was it like, perhaps growing up in your community?
Gloria, I am a little bit of a my mom, the gym, and about and that meant that growing up, my hat was over full of disabled people. We had, they were young, we had lots of disabled people. In and out of my house. When I was a very young age, I grew up with all these people around me. My mum would write me what I was, surrounded by the people with, I think, a very early age. It meant that I would see other disabled people and I was able to grow up surrounded by the people who really my and then when I said, I joined the disability administration and that was my first experience in life.
I think even like as your friend, I saw that like I never joined like this, but I saw like you were doing things and I saw it was a big part of your life.
My mom was in that area. Really helped me.
Share that I reflect that, like, there's no right one, but for me, I think it happened. The whole notion of having a disability pride, perhaps more happened for me, like, in later high school, and uni, and there were, as I said, they were all different. There's no right one or one, but I know for me in high school, I had a couple of friends at school with disabilities that were awesome. And we hung out and everything. But once I went to uni, we are going to talk about that in a sec. Before we explore that, shall we think about, Stella, I know you were involved, you are involved with Equine Pathways Australia. How's that gone?
Having recently competed at the Paralympic Games this year in the equestrian events, I have found a community in my training. I am a member of Equine Pathways Australia, also known as EPA, that is an organization that supports disabled riders aspiring to ride at a higher level. But, as well as this, EPA also provides and facilitates a community for riders who may be just starting or resuming riding, as well as those who share a love of horses. While EPA gives riders access to providers such as physio, OT, and DIS support and exercise physiologists, the program also allows disabled people to socialize and form a community within the discipline of para-equestrian. We may be in competition with one another in the dressage arena, but we are still close friends off the field of play. I have made so many friends through this program, and our shared love of horses and riding brings us closer together. Having a common goal that is shared between a group of people is a great way to connect with others who have similar experiences and can help and support one another in their endeavors. I think sport, Whatever sport you choose is a great way to bring people together and create community. Finding this community and developing the friendships I have made has helped me so much in getting to the Paralympics in Paris this year, and this community at EPA helped and supported me to achieve this. Without them, I wouldn't have been able to realize this dream and turn it into a reality. No matter what our goals are, we all support and encourage each other to do the best that we can do. As a group, we experience solidarity and feel united as we support each other to achieve our goals. This solidarity enables us to strive and aim higher because we know we have each other's backs and can lean on one another in times of struggle. Therefore, solidarity is crucial for disabled people because it can enable us to achieve more when we are supported by our community and those who believe in our capabilities. I believe that we as disabled people cannot achieve full equality without experiencing solidarity with each other. Though we want to be fully included in the mainstream society, I believe we need to have time and space with other disabled people who have similar experiences. By having this space, we experience solidarity by discussing the issues that affect our daily lives, as well as just having a laugh and supporting each other through the ups and downs of life. This means that we can grow our sense of disability pride and build a community based on solidarity, which supports and encourages us. Of course, another realm where I have experienced this kind of community is in the arts, and in some ways the arts and sport are two sides of the same coin. They operate in a similar way, bringing people together for a common goal while also aiming for excellence and accomplishment. Before I got heavily into para-equestrian, I had been involved with disabled dance groups and other disability arts activities, and I loved that too, but I had to put that on hold while I was training for Paris because I really didn't have time to do both things.
Wow, Stella, that sounds like such a cool community with so many different aspects of your group para-equestrian, but then also like the community you found within it. What do you think, like you're on the other side of the Paralympics? In the quotes, what do you think EPA means for you now?
I think now EPA is a great way of maintaining my and as well as like my overall body, and just the amount of and the way it is really valuable to me, and yeah.
That sounds so good. I think I can also relate, kinda, in a different way, but I just wanted to touch on, I think we all find our sense of community in different things, and for me, I reflect on this group I'm involved with called CHIPS. It stands for Chronic Illness People, but there's actually lots of disabled people anyway. But I think why I found it so funny, Boo, is that A, we get on with life. We do day to day. We do camps together. We hang out. We do this and that. We can often share the highlights, the lowlights, the struggles with inaccessibility, which we all know. And I just think that connection I found in Chips, for example, really has brought about a sense of community, and I felt so much less isolated knowing that, I could talk about it for ages, but I think it's one bit of it is having the understanding without explicitly talking about disability, and the other bit is being able to talk about disability if you want to.
How do you think Chips has impacted you today and in the long term?
Well, I think I can't imagine my life without Chips because I've met so many other people doing life, friends. So I think the main one is friendships, and I've got to know so many people, gained so much, mainly friends, and I think the long term, I think it probably ties into the whole community thing and building a community, and hopefully the program stops at 25, which I'm nearly there, but I'm hoping I can take those friendships with me.
That made me happy.
And I guess we kind of thought and would reflect on what at the end of the day. I can see so many reasons why community is important. Like thinking overall, Stella. I think it's known that community and relationships and friendships have a huge impact on our well-being. And now, what are your thoughts, Dad?
You being disabled doesn't make you a burden or a stressor on a relationship. That's just what capitalism is teaching us. It's teaching us that if we're not well, we're not successful. No, it's totally not the case.
You're listening to 3CR's International Day of People with Disability broadcast.
My name's Jane Rosengrave. and you're listening to a Yorta Yorta Strong Power for Woman on Disability Day on 3CR.
I love Jane.
If you're saying to me, being a deaf woman, do I feel disabled? My answer would be no, I don't.
You being disabled doesn't make you a burden or a stressor on a relationship. That's just what capitalism is teaching us. It's teaching us that if we're not well, we're not successful. No, it's totally not the case.
You're listening to 3CR's International Day of People with Disability broadcast.
You're tuned into Embodied Solidarities, 3CR Community Radio's 2024 Disability Day broadcast, 3cr.org.au, 3CR Digital, 855 AM on your dial.